This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That is correct, Armando. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday, November 22nd. I think I underscored enough the fact that winter starts a month from today. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Jay's very happy. Jay Kirshner is here at the ready. I see that there are a lot of, because this is Thanksgiving week, I suppose. Part of the good news is all of the good things that are being done by the radio stations that carry this program. It's hard for a national program like this to do something that affects the local listeners, the local stations. So I tout and laud and praise the radio stations that are out for their communities during Thanksgiving, and then there's a lot of collecting of food and gifts at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. A lot of people who are listening and a lot of people who can't hear the program are less fortunate. And for those people who have that in their on their radar, these families that need a lot of help, God love them. There's all the turkey drops that take place, although this year it's tough because there aren't a lot of extra turkeys around. The turkeys are not as plentiful as they normally are, so there are other things that are being done. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, it does seem like there are a lot of stations that are still doing, like, turkeys for veterans and different things that they normally do. And I was wondering what the turkey situation, if that was going to happen or if they were going to come up with something else to do. And it seems like a lot of them have still been able to put it on.
Yep. They have been. Down in Plymouth, Massachusetts, the local station there has the Mayflower Marathon Food Drive. Obviously, recognition of the Mayflower landed in Plymouth. That's where the first Thanksgiving was. And so they do a lot to help hunger. Thousands of dollars are raised. And then there are a lot of people that are bringing in food to food pantries. So that's very cool. And then after Christmas, then there's the usual toy drive that takes place. Some of them last from Thanksgiving to Christmas, some of them the week before Christmas, some of them whatever. But there'll be a lot of that sort of thing. And Americans are normally very generous when it comes to
during the holiday season.
Yeah.
And, right. And I feel like if there's not a station doing something in your area, you can go into any grocery store, Walmart, Target, any of those things. There are always those giving trees where you can take one of those angel cards off of a tree, and it's typically kids. And a lot of people want to shop for younger kids, and then the older kids kind of get left behind. So check the tree, see what's left, and take maybe some of the older kids. But definitely go do that, too.
Yeah, there are a lot of opportunities, and one of the reasons the supermarkets do it is because it's a little self-promotion, because you go into the store and they suggest,
and you're buying,
well, buy some
them,
pumpkin,
yeah,
buy this, buy that, and then put it, they don't do it, you buy it and you put it in their box to give to, you know, it's okay, whatever, I guess it is, whatever it is, it is. But I'm happy to proclaim support. If there's anything I can do for people that are running these radio stations, anything I can do to help on this program to promote your event, help yourself. Most of you all have my personal email address. You can send something to Jay, but we're happy to help as we can. Here is, talk about helping, the one of the stories today is this lottery winner, or these two, well, they weren't two who won, but they were best friends. And so I guess they were both winners in a manner of speaking.
Yeah,
Joanne,
they won
McQueen,
together.
Yeah. Melissa Mercer, one of them bought the, which one of them bought the ticket, though? They won $1 million playing the lottery, and they decided to keep their,
like,
good vibes.
Like, who did the physical
rolling
act of going to the store and purchasing it?
Is that clear?
I didn't see that one, but yeah. I know a lot of people will pull money together and then one person will go and actually do it.
Yep. Anyway, the ladies were stunned. One of them said, wow, this is pretty cool. Yep. They donated varying amounts to places that Joanne McQueen's brother, who died recently because of alcoholism, might have accessed during his life. which included a Soldiers Memorial Hospital. It included the SPCA. It included a charity that helps low-income pet owners take care of their animals. They donated to the Salvation Army, to the Poppy Campaign, to hospice. Wow, look at all these places. They took the $1 million and gave it away.
Mm-hmm.
Good for them. Gave to a cat shelter. Yep, good. Congratulations, Joanne McQueen and Melissa Mercer. $1 million and spread the wealth around to help other people.
That is so
awesome. The spirit of the season. That is the spirit of the season. Okay, so I have, as I look around at all of the stuff that confronts us here when it comes to politics, I was looking at what Adam Schiff wants to, I mean, at least Schumer, all these guys on both sides are the same. Now, today, the attack is on the Trump family for involving themselves or selling the Trump name to a lot of hotels and business deals in the Middle East. It's not just Donald Trump, but his family seems to be out there. And then there are those who wonder, okay, is that going to be good for his presidential campaign or is it going to be bad for his presidential campaign? I just think it's bad judgment. Certainly we all have a right to be in business. But with all of the political shenanigans that are going on and all of the investigations mm-hmm. into Trump, you'd think he'd want to kind of keep his that side of his profile low. But he doesn't seem to. So I'm reminded of something my friend, the late Jim Bohannon, said, God love him, when it came to our political system and how we seem to be embracing the extremes these days. He said once, and I remember talking to him about this, he said, quote, "We're very often given the choice between an off-the-wall right-wing wacko or some left-wing idiot. The result is the sensible center, where things actually get done in this country, winds up having to choose from the evil of two lessers."
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a fabulous phrase.
Yeah, or the evil you know is always better than the evil you don't know.
Yeah, but what kind of leadership do we get out of that? You know, I'm reminded of what we've been embracing, country over party, that line from John Cena's movie. This is sort of from the same league. The evil of two lessers. He was a very smart guy. He had lots to say, and what he said made sense. Jim Bohannon, responsible for that. Mushrooms in the news. Right? Ready? Should we talk about the mushrooms? Or
yeah, let's do it.
Elizabeth Holmes trying to keep herself from going to prison. This is a short story. She's supposed to go to prison next April. Huh? What was she sentenced to 11 years? So she has a six-month vacation before she goes to prison? But apparently, her lawyers are taking steps to delay reporting and to keep her out of custody as well. She's filing an appeal. This is somebody who, even though she defrauded a lot of people, she's still got plenty of money, apparently, herself.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I look at her. I thought she was fab at the beginning. Man, did I think she was really
this young,
something
brilliant
special.
Mind.
Oh, yeah.
And turned out to all be fake.
Right. Yeah.
But I feel like nonviolent crimes, there has to be some different way than jail and prison time.
Yeah.
Yes, it's wrong in the
Absolutely.
Book of law, and there should be some kind of punishment, but isn't there some other alternative?
Put them to work using their skills to make money to help people, like Madoff. Why the hell is he in jail? Or is he dead? Why did he go to? I forget whether he's died or he hasn't, but no matter what, he went to jail for no good reason. I mean, he defrauded all those people out of all that money, so let him take his skill and be supervised and get the money back and pay the people off that he screwed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Hello? Ding, ding, ding. All right, should we now do mushrooms in the news?
Let's do mushrooms in the news.
Okay. Scientists are using mushrooms to make biodegradable computer chip parts. Huh? They're taking the skin off the legs of mushrooms as a sustainable alternative to insulate computer chips. Who figured this out?
I don't know, but that's great.
Right?
Because these are typically non-reusable plastics and other materials that can't be recycled.
So these scientists are looking into insert a bit of the mushroom and its biodegradability into components like microchips, some of these, I guess the stuff that the components in the skin of the mushroom can protect chips from heat of almost 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Once they dry out these mushrooms, they're working on a project that finds they're not only heat resistant, but they'll last for years. It won't be burned off the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It stays there, however it is. It doesn't wear, doesn't tear. So this part of the mushroom, the fungus, is the Ganoderma lucidium. Okay, yeah, right. That's going to register with everybody. Right? This is pretty amazing.
Have you ever figured out you could do this?
Plastic?
What can't mushrooms do? I feel like there's a mushroom story every week, and it's always something different.
All right, well, on the other side of the mushrooms in the news department, Colorado this week has legalized psychedelic mushrooms, and people can grow them in their garden. I wonder if I have some growing in my garden. The referendum that legalized possession and use of psychedelic mushrooms in Colorado. Oregon has also done the same thing. No recreational sales, but you can grow them, right? Let's grow those puppies. Why would you want to? What do they do anyway? Have you ever? I guess I heard enough about it.
The psychedelic kind of situation?
Yeah.
I have been reading up a lot on the mental health benefits. I have a friend who has bipolar disorder, amongst other things. And she is in a state that it's not yet
legal.
It's not yet legal for doctors to do this practice, but she is reading up on it because she's kind of like, this might be something that is it called? The psilocybin or something?
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's proving that it might actually be able to help her. So she's like, once it becomes legal for me to try, I want to try this route for her mental health.
18 after the hour.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th. Find a plan that's right for you at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So Christy, merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
We'll be right back. stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's now 23 after the hour. Time for us to dig into social media happenings, the coming and going of people that are sometimes, most of the time actually, famous, because that's why people would be following them on social media. Such is the case today. Trending is the story of Kelsey Grammer and his relationship with his daughter. So we'll talk about what he thinks, what he's saying, and whether or not you care. Is there a lesson in this to be learned? We'll find out after this. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com. Does Calitrin address things like water weight?
That's a good question. I know that collagen is like the most abundant protein in your body, and we all know that water is a huge part of your makeup, too. So I would have to say that they probably do affect each other somewhat. But what Calitrin really does, in addition to the rebuilding the lean muscle tissue, is it helps repair your digestive tract. So it does help everything stay moving and stay, you know, healthy. Unfortunately, it seems like men do lose weight faster than women, but that's with everything.
Boo!
Boo! You know, when my husband first got on it, I think he dropped about 10 pounds in the first 6 weeks of taking the product. For me, it took a few months to really see the weight loss. You can use the code Doug. That's going to get you free shipping on all orders. That's at toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also call us toll free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
All right, so Kelsey Grammer, Jay, and his daughter Spencer have a rather strange and strained relationship. A lot of regrets, it seems, if I read between the lines here. He has admitted that his daughter Spencer was a child of divorce.
Yeah, she was about 2.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He was a producer of the program, and he worked long hours on the show after that. And that's probably the reason that he got divorced in the first place.
Yeah, he did Cheers, which he was very busy, rolled right into Frasier.
Yep.
And he does say that his big parenting regret is basically Spencer and how he says he let her down. He wasn't there for her, and they've had a pretty tough relationship since. She's also an actor, and they've
Christmas movie together this year.
They're actually going to be in a Lifetime Christmas movie they're co-starring in it called 12 Days of Christmas Eve. And Spencer actually called the project very healing for their relationship. They it gave them a chance to really repair their relationship.
Yeah. Well, isn't that what it's all about? Second chances, in a manner of speaking. It's all about second chances. Kelsey, well, that's good. Yeah, okay. I'm with that. I like it. Let's just seal it with a kiss and hope that they continue on the healing path. Amy Schneider is on Jeopardy, the Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, she won.
She won $250,000. She won three games. The Celebrity, actually, the Jeopardy and Celebrity Wheel of Fortune are kind of fun. I was I just flipped to the channel and I saw Chloe, who is somebody that from 24, Marianne Rice Garb. I went to Israel with her. She is a delightful, wonderful. We went on a promotional trip, Greg Grunberg and her and me, and it was a fabulous opportunity to get to know these two. And she's just sweet as could be. And I think it's interesting because they're bringing more people in. These programs are cheap to produce. So they bring in all of the hosts, and they, you know, they're getting great ratings with them. She won that $250,000. So what's she doing with it? I think she's it was some. They give it to charity. I know that. And so you know, she's pretty excited.
About
that's
champion.
Nice. Yeah, right. Exactly. She won $1.4 million in prize money. Good for her. 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code, MyPillow.com, for the Giza Sheets Special.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It's been more than a week since four University of Idaho students were found slain. Since then, the Moscow Police Department and other agencies investigating the quadruple homicide have said this will be a lengthy process. Chief James Fry with the Moscow PD.
It is a complex and terrible crime, and it will take some time to resolve.
One of the country's largest railroad unions says that its members voted to reject a new wage deal brokered by the White House and moving closer to a strike as soon as early December. Union leaders said Monday they believe that a compromise could still be reached to avoid a work stoppage that would disrupt distribution. Four out of 12 unions have now rejected the proposed contract. Eight have ratified the deal. Monday Night Football last night in Mexico City, San Francisco beat Arizona 38-10. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Ready? This is an uplifting Thanksgiving tune. It's not like Christmas, where you got all of these great sort of Christmas songs that are uplifting. There's nothing worse, however. I'm not going to try. I'm trying to pour water out already. Than listening to Silent Night.
Yeah, the slow ones. Those are so hard to get behind.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like, if it doesn't make me bounce, I don't want to shimmy my shoulders. I don't want to listen to it.
That's it. You got it.
Give me that good stuff. Give me that fun stuff.
Jay Kirshner with the good stuff on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Thanksgiving, of course, a time for giving thanks. If your preferred method for doing this is giving back, if you're looking for opportunities to do something with your time, if you're alone, for example, there are lots of volunteering opportunities all across the country. Feeding America is a good one that I can think of. Meals on Wheels. Salvation Army I love. They have a lot of options. Go to their websites and look for locations. Just put in your zip code. I know. I've looked there. You can call on your local food bank. A lot of local promotions for that. Most of the local media.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even an animal shelter. Take care of some dogs and cats and Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, and there's
right?
a great website, nextdoor.com, where you can put in your vicinity, And if there are, if there's anybody new to the area who doesn't have some place to spend Thanksgiving, or maybe they could use a little bit of help to even pay their utilities or something, people post about that, and you can help somebody that's even just like one of your actual neighbors, and you know exactly where that money is going towards.
Yeah. By the way, somebody wanted me, I didn't mention in saying the turkeys that were pardoned, I went right into a... a Republican and Democrat thing. The two turkeys that were pardoned by Biden are Chocolate and Chip. All right? No relation to Chip Miller, who sometimes needs a pardon in and of himself, but that's an insider. Okay, so Chocolate and Chip, you're not going to eat them for Thanksgiving. I thought it was interesting. Today there is a cancer study that suggests, and I would normally have this conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell, or to emphasize it with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. But I think this is important because this is another, I think this is a good way of looking at the world that we are finding ourselves in, with so many people dying of cancer. And then there are some new high-tech cancer therapies. But when you really get down to brass tacks, this study suggests that there is more to treatment than just the great medications and the expensive equipment. In fact, the evidence here, Jay, shows that the kindness that is extended to you if you have the problem in medical care has the most important effect on patients and the outcome of their healing. How about that? Kindness and empathy are the most important thing in cancer treatment. There are, think about when you, if you've ever had any therapy, and I've had plenty over my life, and I think this is one of the reasons I extol the value and virtue. Most of my therapy came as a result of having bad relationships, but, you learn a lot about yourself because we all have a lot to learn. Mm-hmm. And in a couple of circumstances, my head really hurt. So I wanted to learn. And one of the things, it was like a class in kindness. And what was underscored in the class on kindness was to be a deep listener, to pay attention to what people say. A lot of times people, and I learned this the hard way, because I always want to fix everything. So when somebody say, this is wrong, and I'd interrupt, okay, this is how you can fix it. No! Shut up!
Yeah.
Let them talk. Show empathy.
Yeah, and I think that people just want to be heard, but also understanding, and that's just one of the great things about therapy. It helps you realize how you take in information and how you perceive things, and not only just the hows, but the whys of it. And then it makes you realize that other people do the exact same thing. So sometimes, have you ever witnessed, I feel like when we're in those conversations, we can't see it because we're so close, but have you ever witnessed two people arguing? They are saying the exact same thing. They're actually in agreement, but they're speaking in a different way that they, and they're not listening to each other. They're too focused on whether or not they're being heard, that they're not hearing that the other person is saying the exact same thing, just in a different way.
Yeah, I'm all the time.
All the time.
Frankly.
And you just want to jump in and be like, you guys realize you're saying the same thing, right?
Yeah. Same thing. So, anyway, I think my point is, hopefully you'll think about this sort of thing during the holiday season, acts of kindness, things that show empathy, support for caregivers, that kind of stuff. If you have time, help out. That's really kind of the bottom line here, I think, as much as anything else. I noticed that the pair of Steve Jobs Birkenstock sandals were on sale at an auction recently. $218,000 for a pair of sandals.
And these were used, like well-worn.
What is the matter? What could you do with that money? Back to what I was just saying, although I'm being judgmental, I know. I just think out loud, if I had $218,000, I wouldn't be spending.
But it's like one of those things, it's like we can't tell people how to spend, how they should be able to spend their money. That's their money. However they came across it, whether they earned it or won it or inherited it, whatever, that's their money. We should not say how they should or should not spend it. Yet at the same time, like, really? That's how you wanted to spend your money, by buying some funky old shoes?
Yeah. Imagine that. $218,000. Yahoo! Anyway, they were in a garage in his old house in Los Altos, California. And so he liked Birkenstock. A lot of people wear them, right? And that is it kind of a, isn't
oh,
kind
great.
Of a, what is it? Is it a kind of a waspy look? Is it, you know, my overcooking it?
I think it depends who you ask. Some people call it hippie-ish, whatever. They're comfortable, and they're great to just slide on. I have a pair. I love them.
Yeah. Okay, here's somebody you can love. And I see, you know, remember, this is what brought me around to thinking about this. Last week we were talking about some of the men and women who are in these armchair races, and there was somebody who did something in her wheelchair, and I looked her up, and she was massive, her chest and her arms and stuff. And now I find somebody else named Renee Bruns. Here's a woman who's been in a wheelchair for a number of years. She's 38 years old. She determined that she didn't want to just exist in her wheelchair, so she has taken it to 110 countries using her wheelchair to get around. There's a picture of her on the Great Wall of China. Interestingly enough, I'm looking at the picture. It looks to me like if you went back in the archives, although there's a lot of places on the Great Wall of China that look the same, mm-hmm. I think I stood on this very spot where I'm looking at this picture of her. So anyway, she's trying to get into the Guinness World Record for most countries visited in 1 year by a person in a wheelchair. So anyway, she had a skeletal disorder, and that kept her from being able to walk. She was an executive in an insurance company. She had a team of 250 people, all while working in a wheelchair. And because somebody in her family died of COVID, she decided to hang it up and explore the world because she said, I don't know what, who knows what's going to happen. So she has been in, since that happened, she's visited 41 more countries. She'd been in 68 before, but what an adventure. God love her.
Exactly. And I think that's one of those things that where a lot of people, it comes into ableism, where people think if you are disabled in some way, shape or form, then you can't do certain things. And that just could not be further from the truth.
Yep, very true. Very well put, as a matter of fact. The story of Alexander Navalny. You remember who he is, right? Putin's number one enemy.
Oh, yeah, Putin's BFF.
Right.
So sarcastically.
Yeah, right. And what do we call it? Not in quotation marks, but in brackets.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody, you know, the focus has been on Russia and the war with Ukraine. But in the background, because there's so much disruption now going on, the news media is actually checking out what's going on as much as they can, because the news media has been very, you know, certainly has been repurposed, shall we say, in Russia. And they're not, you know, even outsiders, if they get in, aren't getting the real story. But somebody's been digging around into what happened to this guy. I found out he's locked in a solitary confinement prison, remote, out in Siberia. Conditions resemble those of a gulag. You know what the Soviet gulags were during World War II?
Mm-hmm.
Just pretty much the same as the Auschwitz-type camps, prison camps.
Oh, okay.
They didn't kill them, gas them, and burn them. They just killed them and threw them in a hole. He's in Western Siberia. And this person says that it's obvious what they're trying to do is freeze him to death, because in this prison there's no heat. So you live or die by your own devices. Can you imagine? And now this is just coming to light. Just imagine, though. Huh? Living that way.
Yeah.
I mean, you expect that. I guess we expect it from
life. Like you might survive, you might not. It's all on you.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Awful.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then at the same time, are we surprised?
No, not at all. Why would we be surprised? Not at all. Not one iota. All right,
well,
so let's
see. It doesn't
matter
the country. It's a civilized society. It should not be this way.
Well, I mean, I just also looked at a study of the news media in America and how much it has polarized us, and whether or not we realize it or we don't realize it. I bring this up because I'm continuing to get shots taken at me because we have commercials for MyPillow, and the left doesn't like Mike Lindell at all. And so they say, well, we'll withhold our, we won't support somebody like that because he supports Trump. Hey, that's up to you. I don't really care. If you want a good pillow, you go to MyPillow.com. If you don't like Lindell and you don't want to buy his pillows, that's fine. But the make no mistake about it. In this circumstance where we're encouraging people to buy something that it has become so associated with the guy that owns the country, the company, and, you know, I see how the news media, the left news media, the right news media is so polarizing, and we're back to the same old thing. Where's the truth? Where's what's right? I want to know. I need to know the facts, and you really can't find them. And more advertising that is done and controls what's on the air. I mean, I resent this, and I can resist it because I own my own company. But there are people now who are being told on TV programs and in newspapers. Actually, this is a story from the Baltimore Sun, where they had a problem with journalists reporting on something going on in the city that the mayor didn't like. So the mayor used, and this was only reported on by a reporter who left the Baltimore Sun and told the story. But why should the mayor, but this is, yet it happens everywhere. And the smaller the town, I remember getting, I told the story, getting thrown off the radio station out in Iowa or, it was Montana. Because I said stuff about John Deere that the advertisers on the station didn't like, so the advertiser happened to be the biggest advertiser on the station, and he called the general manager and said, "Hey, look, you want to continue to get money from me? Get rid of Stefan." How much time do you think it took him to pull the plug on me? And so that's what's affecting, and that's why the news media is so polarizing, not only because of the politics, but because of stuff like that. Food for thought for sure, here at 48 after the hour.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? Both Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of Double Stack, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, or Crispy Chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes you are, because with the Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Med Away has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Med Away can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Sounds like exactly the same.
It does, doesn't it?
Uncanny.
Pretty amazing, yes. The theme from Star Trek. I was just telling the boys and girls here that I had a lovely conversation with Shatner's wife, who was at that birthday party I was at on Saturday night. She's
really?
Yeah, very lovely lady. Very nice.
Well, you get around, huh, Doug?
I do. I get around, Chucker. You know me. Round, round, get around, I get around. All right, so why are we playing the theme from Star Trek?
Here's an interesting one. This day in TV history, November 22nd, 1968, TV's first interracial kiss between Captain Kirk and Lieutenant Uhura.
Right. And in real life, they couldn't stand each other.
Groundbreaking in 68. I actually remember, you know, I remember in 19, not that I remember, but The Omega Man with Charlton Heston came out in 1971. And he had a romantic scene with a black actress named Rosalind Cash, which was a little bit like groundbreaking at the time. Now I just find it like I just don't understand how people look at that as anything but normal. But I guess in '68, that was groundbreaking.
It was. And yep. Sometimes, you know, some people think it's groundbreaking today, even under the circumstances. It really is. Ay. All right, Angelica Houston is going back to the John Wick franchise. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
Yeah. She's set to make her John Wick franchise return with the latest ballerina casting. So you'll have
to
help.
That's a spin-off film, which Keanu Reeves is going to appear in. Listen, the John Wick franchise, I know it's violent, Doug, and I know you don't like violence, but those movies are as well-directed in terms of action, is any movies in the history
editing,
of Hollywood.
But it's
good.
Editing, don't you think, as well as the direction?
Well, that's part of it. That's part of it. Yeah. But the people who were in charge of those movies just know what the heck they're doing. And it did revive Keanu Reeves, who's a pretty interesting screen presence, to say the least. And he just anchors those movies very, very well.
Very well.
Yeah, Bradley I got one
Cooper.
Thing here. I don't know if I spoke
all
about
right,
it.
You go ahead
week,
first.
Fast,
gonna,
Fast and the Furious 10, the budget has ballooned to $340 million. I guess with paychecks, because if he goes, you would paying Charlie Sterone and they added Brie Larson, you're gonna, you know, they don't come cheap. That's not a lot of money if you think about it, because these movies are going to make well over $1 billion
of course
worldwide. So who cares if it's an extra $50 million over budget?
Right.
I don't.
Exactly. All right. Here's a big budget guy, Bradley Cooper. I was starting this. He's going to star in Steven Spielberg's film based on Steve McQueen's character of Bullet.
I love it.
This ought to be very interesting.
Listen, these are the type of movies, besides, you know, people flying around with capes and driving fast. Well, he drives fast for that character. But this is good. I'm happy Spielberg's happy.
It's not a remake either. It's a different story.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah,
very good.
Right. Yep. Right. Now, the story about the early life of Steven Spielberg that's out this weekend, what do you make of that? That's his
self-autobiography. It's a great subject matter
for
a movie. I mean, as I stated when we spoke the other day about Martin Scorsese turning 80, you know, the greatest filmmaker of our lifetime is Steven Spielberg. Scorsese's right there, too.
Yep.
But, I think I'm looking forward very much to seeing that film. I hope it performs and people show up to theaters to see it. Let's see.
Yeah, exactly. Chris Hemsworth says he's at risk for Alzheimer's. There's a new series on one of, I guess it's National Geographic.
And he did a test and it showed.
Yeah.
I guess he said that he realized that he's not going to live forever. Listen, about 20-something years ago when I had a series of panic attacks, I realized that. So,
you did.
That is true. I could have told him that.
Well, good for you, Jerker. I'm sure that will make the family feel
full disclosure.
Better.
Why not?
Yeah.
Put it all out.
No,
there.
Listen, I talk about what's going on. I think it's important for people to relate to us.
Sure.
Because in many instances, we are their friends and they learn from us and our
Well, you go to fancy parties. They can relate to you probably more than me. But I'm just
I don't know about that. But I think that we all have things in our lives that are helpful.
Absolutely.
And depending on your own personality, some people don't mind sharing. I don't mind sharing my medical stuff with the doctors on the air to make it easy for people who might have circumstances
like
to identify.
And I agree with that 100%.
Problem, and, you know, this is how you fix it. So self-disclosure, not a bad thing. All right, so good luck to him. I hope that it doesn't turn out the way it might for him.
I agree.
Chris Hemsworth here in our Focus on the Good Day program. It's Movie Moments. Chuck Curry on the program with us at 59 past the hour.
Thank you, Doug.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.